Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. Our number is 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678. And you can find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Everyman Sports. I'm here on an early Thanksgiving morning with my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And I'm sure all of us have something to be thankful for.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Yes, absolutely. Please be thankful for what you have. So let's start by talking about some teams that were thankful for Week 11 in the NFL and some teams that were not. The Panthers in it was basically a body bag game between Mark Ingram pretty much going brain dead in the first half. And then Luke Kuechly going out with a massive concussion on a big hit. It didn't look good for him, and it got a lot of the talk that kind of quieted down, but has really ramped up about NFL player safety this past week. So that was kind of an interesting way to start off the week on Thursday.
Well, there is a way to make it safe. I mean, you know, put a flag on him. But when this guy Kuechly is a big hitter.
He really is, yeah. He lays out those hits.
You know, I mean, we all know the bigger you are, the harder you fall. We saw Gronk.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So there's no S on anybody's shirt, regardless what Newton says.
Yeah. Even when he tries to rip off his quote-unquote jersey and show off that S. But, yeah, just not a, you know, you've heard things from Takeoff.
Yeah, I mean, this guy brings it.
They all do, you know, but you've heard about it, and you're going to continue hear about starting at the peewee level and how they teach tackling, the changing of the equipment, getting rid of the plastic shell on the helmets. There's a lot of this talk, and it's just going to continue, and, you know, hopefully they figure it out before the talent pool is withered away to nothing in the next 20 years.
Yeah, but they're doing that financially in the offices where they're 24-year-old teams. You know, we know guys that are 28 in any sport are probably, at their peak. So if you're 28, you're lucky in the league today.
That's very
true. 32 is almost unheard of. So, yeah, they're already giving us subpar talent for high-priced tickets.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. That's why I've always supported any league that ever challenged them. But now they're the 800-pound gorilla, and there's only 200-pound chimpanzees running around to challenge them.
It's true. It's true, yeah. So that was a topic of conversation this week. The Vikings regained their winning ways. The Cardinals are pretty much their season is over. Pretty exciting game.
Their season's over, but there's like a last minute. I saw the guy has a heart attack or whatever. He goes to the hospital, Arians.
Bruce Arians, like,
So is this a replay of what happened in Indianapolis? Does the team rally? Like, is this guy really have a heart attack? Or
well, you've seen that from time to time.
Is he desperate to do something?
Well, you've seen that from time to time. Gary Kubiak last season. There was another coach this season. I want to say Fisher. I could be wrong, but another coach this season who had to be held over. But, I mean, Bruce Arians, I mean, his face is constantly the same color as the jacket he wears. It's red, always, always, always. And his hat, you know, they're always red. Like, his face, he's an intense guy, and I'm not surprised that, you know, he had a little bit of a heart issue. Especially
well, the league's not for the faint of heart.
No,
so that's one shred of evidence.
Yeah,
and it should be really pushed towards the viewership. Either you just can't watch. I mean, how many people do we have to have a vote whether MMA should be the most popular sport, or do people that watch like it and people that don't turn it off?
Yeah, well, it's hard to turn off the NFL when
America's getting soft.
Well, it's America's game. It's not America's pastime, but it's America's game. I mean, it, you know, thanks to talking about on Thanksgiving, there are three games today. I mean, it's a part of the American tradition of the holiday. It's absolutely. It's so mainstream. You can, you know, that's why I'm saying in the next 20 years, when the talent pool has been withered away to, you know, what now would be considered lucky to be on teams are now the main focus of the teams.
No, I think China will end up having a league, and they're going to allow you to do anything, and everybody's going to buy it.
Well, that could be very possible.
You know, if you're talking 20, 30 years down the road.
Yeah. Well,
somebody will take this and make it great again.
Well, to be, if you want to really think about it, if you expand the game globally, then you have more people to get, you know, you basically, the talent pool becomes bigger. Maybe not better,
yeah,
but bigger.
And yeah. They wouldn't have good lawyers like they do here in America.
Yes, exactly. So the Giants and the Dolphins both on a four-game winning streak now. Giants beat the Bears and the Dolphins beat the Rams. So they're both looking really strong as we come up to the down the stretch they come of the NFL season.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right about the Giants. They're quietly in the background, you know, looking a little confused. I don't think we've seen their best game yet.
No.
I think they have the most potential to improve, and they're pretty good now.
Well, just very quickly, the NFL East, the NFC East, I should say, the NFC East is now the strongest division when at the beginning of the season it was one of its weakest. But now it's the strongest with the Cowboys winning again, 8 straight. They're 9-1 over the Ravens.
What about the AFC East?
I would not call that strong. Not as strong as the possibility that all four NFC East teams, as my son is enjoying some of the decorations and toys in the area.
gobble.
It's Thanksgiving morning. What do you expect? So all the NFC East teams have a possibility of making the playoffs. Now, unfortunately, well, they could. Not all three can, not all four can, because there's only 2 wild cards. But still,
I think the interesting one is the one that can't really, and that's the Eagles. I don't see them doing it. I mean, I think it's amazing that they beat the Vikings, they beat the Steelers, they beat the Falcons, and I'm thinking they're going to beat the Packers. And they haven't won a division game yet, I don't think, and they probably won't make the playoffs.
You can, absolutely. One second. The NFC East, it really is just the best division, and they have so many games left against each other, which will be really interesting.
Right. But you're right, it is the surprise going into the year. I didn't think it would be that competitive.
No, with Romo down, with 2 rookie quarterbacks, so 2 rookie quarterbacks in the league. I mean, that's a really interesting thing to have to deal with. And
one of the other quarterbacks is on a 1-year contract.
Yeah, so it was really interesting.
Right.
Yes, son, you'll have a gummy later. the Titans, who were running on a 3-game over 100-point point run.
Yeah, 118.
They lost to the Colts. The Colts, in that loss, also lost Andrew Luck, which we'll get to for this upcoming week. So it didn't look good. And speaking of the NFC East,
and he had what, a concussion?
Yeah, he got a concussion late in the game too. The game wasn't decided by that point, but you know they were doing well. Speaking of the NFC East, the Eagles lost in Seattle on a great option play the final scoring play, but on a great play, Russell Wilson hands off to Doug Baldwin, who throws it back to Wilson. Over-the-shoulder catch. Amazing.
I saw it. But, again, whenever I see him with his footwork and his glove, I call it glove work, because he was a second baseman. So I'm picturing him running out towards the outfield while he's catching that.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of feel.
Yeah,
you know,
running out.
It's just natural to him.
You know, a flare running out into the outfield, catching it, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it looked to me when I saw it.
Continuing with the NFC East, the Redskins wallop the Packers on a Sunday night game, 42-24, with Rob Kelly running for 3 touchdown scores. And
Well, he has an amazing style, because every running back has a different style. And that's what makes it such a unique position.
Yeah.
But to see him, he he stutters for a second in the hole, and then he explodes north and south.
Yes.
So he does pause for a look, you know, and everyone else does too. So, yeah, so while he lasts, and he drives low when he finishes the run, so there's a chance he can last.
Yeah. So there was that, and then to finish
But the biggest story there is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Rodgers is not, you know, if you want
to
say...
Well, he actually was pulled at the end.
He was. I mean, the game was so out of hand that there was no point in just leaving him in. I mean, there's no chance of a comeback.
Right, right.
Yeah, so, it has that Rodgers is not having a Rodgers year.
Now, I heard something very disturbing, right? So I heard it on radio. So, you know, I didn't think it was a fake news story, but it sure sounded like it. Right? Saying that he has not seen his family or talked to them since Christmas of 2014, he sent his parents gifts back to them.
Yeah.
And I heard this, I think it was because, isn't his brother or a relative of his on one of his bachelor type shows?
His brother, this all came about because his brother is currently the bachelor on ABC's The Bachelor. And he's been talking. So
he's a little bit of a... family
stuff, huh? Well, he's been, you know, because, you know, he's on television, so he's getting interviewed, and it's a big part of why the draw is. Don't forget, one of the Bachelors used to be Jesse Palmer, the Giants' former backup quarterback and a quarterback at Florida for the Gators. So it's not as if he's the first athlete or relative of an athlete to be on the show.
I'm thinking if this is true, right? What does that speak about him? I mean, you know, I did see him kill a fly with a golf club and then break some windows. I mean,
first of all, he's not afraid to poke fun at himself, which I put as a positive. If you can poke fun at yourself and you can have fun, you're pretty.
But they say it's about his girlfriend. Family doesn't like his girlfriend.
Olivia Munn, who's an actress and a television star. I don't know where this is all coming from. It might be. Heard
it's juicy, salacious.
Absolutely. You know, you hear stuff about Aaron Rodgers had to back out of being a groomsman or at least a best man.
I did hear that
for a high school friend. So there's something a lot of people
at the last minute,
and a lot of people are pointing to these sort of incidental things that might be off the field distractions. You know, are causing.
Now, when they were 11-5, I never heard this stuff.
No, of course not. Because also, how many people are talking about it? Because they might think, oh, he's just focusing. But, you know, you go a couple seasons and it doesn't look good.
The team is in what you call collapse mode.
Yeah, when things are going badly, it's going really badly, you know?
Right.
You know, when it rains, it pours. And I think that this is an excellent case for that.
But he looks healthy and he looks like he's escaped it physically.
He's healthy, but their running backs aren't healthy. Their defense isn't healthy. So it's, you know.
I never saw a game where they played all safeties that I can remember.
Yeah.
You know, and had to because they had no corners. That is shocking.
It's true. So it didn't look good for them. Redskins have a great offense, so that continues. And the Raiders in the first regular season game outside of U.S. or Canada, or actually just the U.S., because there's never been a Canadian Monday night football game or any game. Monday night football specifically. Mexico City, with an elevation higher than Denver, Colorado. Raiders win 27-20 in a game where actually calls went for the Raiders. You know, the Raiders very famously are the most...
His foot was clearly...
I wouldn't say clearly in, because I think he was out. I think it was maybe just...
What?
Just the edge of his foot. If you look at the angle from the judge, from the judge who was behind Hopkins as he ran.
I guess I was focused on the cash register dollar signs on the left side.
as he's watching the
line. They got more than one bad call, and I heard. I don't know if it was after or before, whatever, but they were high-fiving with the players.
I wouldn't be surprised.
One of these refs.
There have been,
and the mystique of Mexico, and it's just great. It's a great story.
Yeah, it's a great story, and the game went really well. I mean, I had no doubt in my mind that Mexico City would have a lot of Raider fans. I mean, it's Raider Nation. It goes everywhere.
Right. Well, aren't they Banditos?
Yeah, technically, I suppose.
Well, there you go. That's close enough.
Right. But I think the absolute biggest story of the NFL this week was 12 missed extra points.
What is it, 5% difference from before the rules?
I understand that. But if you had the Patriots at 13.5 and they only won by 13, so you didn't cover there, if you had that, you know, then you're going to start cursing, especially a guy like Gostkowski, who made, 536 consecutive extra points. By the way, Bill Belichick and the Patriots were the biggest proponents of moving it back. Not only did it cost them the NFC Championship game or the AFC Championship game last year against the Broncos, because remember, that two-point conversion that they went for at the end would have won the game, not just tied it. So you have that, and besides, just all that stuff. And you can't even say it was all weather-related, because a couple of them were in good condition or the dome. I know the Giants and the Bears missed a couple, and then the Bills and the Bengals missed a couple, and those were cold, windy
games. Getting back to the spread point of it, I mean, the team won 30-17, and you couldn't cover the spread. So that, that just tells you that 13.5 is a lot of wood.
Oh, it is. But it was the Niners and the Patriots, and Belichick's coming off of a loss. So how can you give any leeway to a Niner team who's 1-9?
What if you had the Rams last week, right till the very end, and then all of a sudden, poof, you look and the Dolphins won.
They were up 10. They were up 10-0 or whatever, and the whole game they were in the lead, and then all of a sudden they come back. So big story is the missed extra points. It's not going to go back. It's not going to go back to the way it was.
But I think the bottom line is it works because it keeps me from going to the bathroom after the touchdown.
I guess, but you know what really keep
me?
Yeah,
I stay around. I look and peep.
See, not for an extra point. A two-point conversion, which, by the way, I give credit to the Steelers and only to the Steelers because they are the one who do it constantly. Their first touchdown of the game, they always go for a two-point.
And it's still called gambling.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, if you're watching for an interest of the game, go for more two-pointers, especially this late in the year. With the weather being so much of more of a factor than it had been in September or October, now you really should be going for a... you should really be going for two. So let's look at this upcoming week. Three games tonight on the Thanksgiving Day slate, all of which were going to be good, two of which are definitely going to be good, and one, the luster has been taken off. So Lions-Vikings for pretty much first place. Remember, the Lions are the team that everybody in America wanted to take the Thanksgiving Day game away from. By the way, they are the originator of the Thanksgiving Day game. And here they are atop the NFC North with the Vikings, and this is a battle for first place. You got the ever-popular Cowboys-Redskins, especially on Thanksgiving Day.
It's back to old school now.
That's right. Not for supremacy in the NFC East, but hey, even when the Redskins are bad, they're still like a Monday night or a Sunday night game against the Cowboys. It's historical.
I think it's great because now Eagles fans have to root for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Must be painful.
Is the enemy of my enemy my friend or my enemy?
They're going to figure that out today at around 3 o'clock.
And a game that was really supposed to be good, Steelers-Colts, both 5-5, fighting for a playoff spot. Now, with Andrew Luck being out and Scott Tolzien, he of a 1-1 record in three games with one touchdown and five interceptions, is now starting for the Colts. So, if the tryptophan hasn't kicked in by 8 o'clock, I feel bad for those watching, unless you're a Steeler fan. This is as good as a Thanksgiving Day matchup as we've had in the last couple of years.
True.
So who are your best bets for the week?
Well, just to comment on this Thanksgiving lineup here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at the Vikings that could be in the playoffs. I'm looking at the Redskins who possibly could be too. Mm-hmm. And they're both getting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm thinking right off the bat, hey, if you got a potential playoff team, now's the time to raise your head.
That's true. So who do you like this week?
Well, I was liking the Titans off the they came off that bounce. And they're playing the Bears, the hapless Bears, although they are home, and it is the dreaded 5.5.
Yeah.
But I like the Titans there. Yeah.
I'd agree.
I was thinking the Falcons, they came off the bounce with the loss to Philly. They had scored 106 in three games. And then they lost, didn't cover, of course, to the Eagles.
Yeah.
And now they're back rested against a, you know, a dismal Cardinal team.
They are dismal.
And they're home. So off the bounce, the buy and the bounce, I like them.
Okay.
You know, you kind of like the Giants. Because the Browns are in such disarray, and the Giants are a team that's getting better.
They're getting very better.
This is the second week in a row that they're going to try to cover 7. They didn't last week.
No, but, I mean, how can you not cover against the Browns? It's almost impossible not to cover against them.
Right, and I got to like the Eagles at home against the Packers.
Yeah.
They're going to have those impressive home wins of some big teams they beat, and then a losing road record and no divisional wins, and probably the best of the teams that won't make the playoffs.
That's right. So you like two Birds and two Giants.
Yeah.
Titans, there you go. Titans, Giants, Falcons, and Eagles. Take that to the bank. So looking around, boy, I tell you what, this week has been full of stuff. You know, in college football, Louisville lost again, so they're not even going to sniff a playoff game in the college football playoff.
Imagine those players that actually have time to do the schoolwork.
Well, if you believe the, who was that, Missouri student who said that, or was it a TA? I forget. So anyway, yeah, the story goes that this Missouri person comes out and said, I took classes for this one student. Like, they just took all the classes for this, yeah. for players on the football team. So I believe it. I believe it. A couple trades going down. The Yankees trade Brian McCann, their catcher, to make room for the new Sanchez, Gary Sanchez in New York. And then just late last night, the Mariners and the Diamondbacks made a trade where the Diamondbacks' really good middle infielder, Gene Segura, goes to the Mariners to be a super utility guy. Good hitter, pretty good fielder. In hockey, a guy got hit in the face with a puck. He got 30 stitches, came back later, and he scored the game winner. Matt Calvert's for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Wow, that sounds like it would be a hockey game.
Absolutely. A 55-year-old running back plays for, I think it was South Carolina.
55?
The 55-year-old running back Joe Thomas becomes the oldest person to play Division I college football.
Wow.
Think about that.
Yo, what is he, the holder?
No, he's a running back. Honest to goodness running back. Think about that.
Oh, man. I'm just figuring ADA signs on him.
So in news that for Alex, our friend in England.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Alex.
U.S. soccer coach Jurgen Klinsmann gets fired after 5 years.
I saw that.
Which, you know, they lost to Costa Rica in a preliminary game.
And well, apparently there's consequences for things there, not like Cleveland.
I guess not. And, no, yeah, absolutely. So they bring back Bruce Arena, who was a former U.S. men's coach as well.
Right.
And back to hockey, Las Vegas got their first professional franchise, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, which sounds like a casino, so I guess it fits. The Golden Knights of Las Vegas are the new expansion team in the NHL. So we'll see. You know, this is the foray into seeing if...
Oh, so that's an expansion team. It's not a team that moved.
No. So this is going to be the foray into professional sports in Las Vegas if what you're hearing about the Raiders is true.
And they're going to, you know, you can't bet on them. They're going to say, look, but the real story is nobody wants to bet on them.
True. Although, you know, tickets might be cheap. They might be giveaways at the casinos for the high rollers. And you'll have cheap food everywhere at the buffets.
I'm thinking young men with big money and a casino right next door. I guess we could meet some of these people.
Absolutely. Kevin Love last night on Tuesday, or Wednesday, I'm sorry, for the Cavaliers scores an NBA record of 34 points in the first quarter. 34 points. He finished with 40, so he slowed down, but he had 8 3-pointers, 34 points in the first quarter of a game, and an NBA record.
So that's better than Will Chamberlain.
Absolutely. But I guess he slowed down, got tired.
All rabbits run out of gas.
And in sad news, Ralph Brenton, in a year littered with famous celebrities and notable people dying, Ralph Branca, who gave up the shot heard around the world to Bobby Thompson, passed away at 90. I know, you've heard interviews with him, and he always had a good spirit about it. Like, he always, it happened. He was noteworthy, but he didn't shy away from what made him noteworthy in history. So,
well, he was confident in his own talent.
And that's true. All right, well, Dad, I'm not going to see you on this Thanksgiving Day, but it was wonderful to talk to you.
We're going to miss you guys, yeah. Give everybody a hug for us.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody around you.
Happy Thanksgiving, honey.
Oh, thank you, Mom. There's my mom. She's joining in. So happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Dad, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And a happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners here and abroad. And happy Thanksgiving, Andrew Danish. Please take us away.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.